Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. When COVID-19 hit Idaho 3 years ago, officials were looking for ways to determine how hard the virus was hitting cities like Boise. It was May of 2020 when the city of Boise started analyzing its wastewater for the virus, because people can shed the virus in wastewater before they actually get sick. So this became a really useful tool for many trying to track and treat the illness. So joining us now to talk about how it works and about how it's been used is Environmental Division Senior Manager with the City of Boise, Haley Faulkner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, General.
So Haley, can you start by telling us how the testing system works?
Yeah, certainly. This was something we had on our radar, if you can imagine the before COVID times, just the ability to use wastewater as a public health indicator. Pretty simple in its approach. We have two water renewal facilities that we collect daily samples from as that wastewater is collected throughout pipes in our system. And in that sampling, we just collect a little bit more that we're able to split off and send to different labs for the SARS-CoV-2 analysis.
So where are the wastewater samples collected?
We collect them both at our Lander Street facility and at our West Boise facility, capturing the entire service area, which includes the City of Boise, Eagle, and Garden City, right at what we call our influence. So before any treatment, we're capturing it there right at the beginning of the facilities.
And then how often does the city test the water? Like, how often do you collect those samples?
We're still collecting 2 to 3 days a week. And that was a really early on commitment to have regular samples every week so that we would have a robust data set and be able to see those changing trends over time sooner than we would with, say, a weekly sample.
And so then who does the testing, the actual testing? My understanding is it's a lab at Boise State University.
That's correct. We have actually multiple places where these samples are going and multiple ways that we're using it. Boise State is our primary laboratory right now. They are part of a statewide kind of lab network that is working on this wastewater epidemiology analysis and data. So we collect and then they analyze those samples. We also still send samples to the University of Missouri. They were an original partner of ours before this was really a mainstream activity. We continue to send them samples to analyze for the variants. So we start to see those trends and how the SARS-CoV-2 variants are changing. And we're also working with a lab called Verily and their system called Wastewater Scan. And we're starting to get additional data on things like RSV, monkeypox, the influenza virus. So a little bit of an expansion of that original scope of work.
So you can't necessarily tell if, you know, it's not like, oh, here's a wastewater sample. So person A has COVID. But I would assume that when you're testing the wastewater, what it can do is you know, give you trends, right, of maybe how much of it we're seeing in the area.
That's exactly right, Gemma. I think especially early on in the pandemic, where we had limited and incomplete data on a community-wide scale, this was a data set that could really augment the other public health indicators. And what's nice about it is that it is anonymized. It's not Haley's data from my house. It's a community-wide indicator of how things are changing. I think the couple things we've really learned about it is a predictive indicator. So the increases occur in the wastewater samples for SARS-CoV-2 for COVID before they occur in the clinical population. So we were able, kind of in the midst of this, to use that data as an early warning signal for what was coming. But that anonymity and that community-wide scale are what makes wastewater a really interesting metric for kind of continued public health information.
Okay, so let's talk about public health as a whole then, because, I mean, yes, we know this is how, you know, the city of Boise has been tracking COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic 3 years ago. But you mentioned you can track other illnesses. And so have you done that before, or are you doing that currently?
We're preliminary in that and kind of doing the initial data review. I was looking at some of it earlier today. So we have initial data on influenza, RSV, human metapneumovirus, monkeypox, and norovirus. Those are, we're working on kind of the public facing data side of that, but that is something that in addition to the City of Boise's website that we currently publish the data, this would also be publicly available data. We started it in January, so a little bit past the clinical peaks of influenza, RSV, and COVID we saw late last year, but certainly has the potential to be important information. And that's, I would say, one of the really positive things for us that's come out of this and for the community is these partnerships and relationships between the city and our public health agencies and the hospital system, maybe where we didn't have that direct line of communication and information and data sharing before COVID, we certainly have that relationship and partnership now.
Well, and I think it's really interesting because, like, let's talk about influenza, right? I mean, every year we kind of all kind of wait to see when we're going to get hit with the flu season, right? And then you kind of wait to get your flu shot, right? Because you want to time it. So, I mean, could this information potentially, I think, potentially be helpful in the sense of like, hey, we're seeing this in the wastewater now. We may not be, you know, it may not be outwardly facing and people getting sick, but, you know, you have X number of days or weeks maybe until we could see that spike.
I think that's the question we're trying to answer is, do we have the same early indicator for these other viruses as we did for the COVID virus? And so, but yes, if that's similar and we're working with those public health agencies on that, that's absolutely how this information can be used. And I think how we inform our personal decisions, we hear that from folks as they watch the COVID data, it changes maybe how they interact in public. I think the same could be true as we go into the next flu, cold and flu season, and we watch some of those trends.
And I would think that with so many people using, you know, home COVID tests now, right? So we're not, you know, necessarily tracking COVID like we used to, because people aren't going into urgent cares or doctor's offices to get tested. I would think that maybe wastewater can kind of give us a better idea of you know, the actual numbers. Is that an accurate assumption?
Absolutely. And I think for all of those viruses with the SARS-CoV-2, RSV, and influenza, where we may not have that full community picture of infection, the wastewater data is a community capture because generally everyone is using the bathroom. And so we are able to capture that in a very kind of consolidated way.
And the City of Boise, you don't track just one variant. I mean, you track several variants of COVID. And in fact, just in our last interview with Dr. David Pate, he mentioned that this new variant of COVID has been found in the City of Boise's wastewater. So how helpful is it to see these trends starting?
I think it's great for us to hear him reference that. And I know he has before. I think it is helpful. And some of the variants we've seen don't have the same transmissivity or infectious kind of nature as others. But for the ones where we're tending to see those rapid trends in other parts of the country before the variants hit Idaho, it is very helpful to know when they start and how they start increasing over time. And that data is also publicly available on our website as kind of a heat map of where the variants, what percent of variants we have in each week that we're testing.
Mm-hmm. And on the flip side of this, I mean, even as great as this, you know, how reliable this way, these wastewater numbers are, I mean, you've even said it's just one tool that experts use to track not just COVID, but other public health issues. So I'm assuming you would agree that we should rely on other tools as well, not just the wastewater numbers?
Absolutely. I think it's in combination, kind of seeing how those trends match up, and also what can this data be most useful for? In what sorts of decision making? Certainly, we know the hospital systems in the kind of different trends of COVID over the last few years were using it as kind of an indicator or a input to their data analytics on hospitalizations. And so I think as we continue to add to this data set that we have and add to the information over time, we can refine like where it's most useful to have wastewater data and where it definitely needs to be augmented with other public health data.
Well, I never thought before 3 years ago that I'd be so interested in wastewater. So
That's music to my ears.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Haley. Really appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, thank you for your interest. Have a great day.
You too. We've been talking with Haley Falconer. She is the Environmental Division Senior Manager with the City of Boise. She'll actually be talking about Boise's COVID wastewater testing system on April 24th at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Boise State University. We will, of course, put a link to Boise's COVID wastewater site and some graphs on the cases on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.